The sensation was one of vertigo, a stunning dizziness, a vastly magnified equivalent of the disorientation which sometimes affects the eyes when they fasten on a simple and regular pattern, and the brain mistakes its distance from that pattern. The false focus seeming to pull at the eyes, muscles against nerves, reality against assumptions. His head did not swim. It seemed to sink, foundering, struggling. "Who are you? Who am I? Who are you?" Slam, slam, slam. The sound of the barrage falling, the sound of doors closing, attack and incarceration, explosion and collapse together. Just a little accident, a slight mistake, one of those things, a game of damage, and a high-tech impressionist. Unfortunate combination, two harmless chemicals which, when mixed, feedback, a howl-like pain and something breaking. A mind between mirrors. He was drowning in his own reflection, something breaking, falling through. One fading part of him, the part which didn't sleep. Yes? No. Screamed from down the deep, dark pit as it fell. Changer! Changer! Change! The sound faded, whisper quieted, became the wind moan of stale air through dead trees on a barren midnight solstice. The soul's midwinter in some calm, hard place. He knew. Start again. Somebody knew that somewhere a man sat in a seat, in a big hall, in a city, in... on a big place, a big threatened place, and the man was playing a game which killed. The man still there, living and breathing, but his eyes did not see, his ears did not hear. He had one sense now, this one, inside here, fastened, inside here. Whisper, who am I? There'd been a little accident. Life, a succession of same, evolution dependent on garbling. All progress a function of getting things wrong. He, and forget who this he is. Just accept the nameless term while this equation works itself out. He is the man in the chair, in the hall, on the big place. Fallen somewhere inside himself. Somewhere inside. Another one. A double. A copy. Somebody pretending to be him. But something wrong with this theory. Start again. Martial forces. Need clues, reference points, something to hold on to. Memory of a cell dividing, seen in time-lapse, the very start of independent life, though still dependent. Hold that image. Words, names, need words. Not yet, but something about turning inside out. A place. What am I looking for? Mind. Whose? Silence. Whose? Silence. Whose? Silence. Start again. Listen, this is shock. You were hit hard. This is just some form of shock, and you'll recover. You are the man playing the game, as are we all. Still something wrong, though. Something both missing and added. Think of those vital errors. Think of that dividing cell. Same and not same. The place that's turned inside out. The cell cluster, turning itself inside out, looking like a split brain. Unsleeping, moving. Listen for somebody trying to talk to you. Silence. This from the very pit of night, naked in the wasteland, the ice wind moaning, his only covering, alone in the freezing darkness under a sky of chill obsidian. Whoever tried to talk to me? When did I ever listen? When was I ever other than just myself, caring only for myself? The individual is the fruit of mistake, therefore only the process has validity. So who's to speak for him? The wind howls, empty of meaning, a soak for warmth, a cess for hope, distributing his body's exhausted heat to the black skies, dissolving the salty flame of his life, chilling to the core, sapping and slowing. He feels himself falling again, and knows that this time it is a deeper plunge, to where the silence and the cold are absolute, and no voice cries out, not even this one. Howled like the wind, "Whoever cared enough to talk to me?" Silence. Whoever cared? Silence. Who? Whisper. Listen. The Jinmoti of Boslin too? Two. Somebody had spoken once. He was the changer. He was the error, the imperfect copy. He was playing a different game from the other one, but he still intended to take a life. He was watching, feeling what the other was feeling, but feeling more... Hawser. Cricklin. Now he knew. The game was damage. The place was a world where a ribbon of the original idea was turned inside out. An orbital. Vavach. The mind in Shah's world. Zoralundra, Balveda, the... And finding his hate, he hammered it into the wall of the pit like a peg for a rope. Culture.